After one quarter, Northridge with the ball leading 15-11.
Warsaw's 4 of 13 from the field for 30%, while Northridge is 5 of 9. Warsaw did not commit a turnover. Northridge did commit two turnovers.
Raider ball to start. They dump it inside, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Yeager got a hand on it, but then it hit Ellenson. It went off the end line out of bounds into the absolutely empty Warsaw student section. And you heard me right. There is not a student sitting in the Warsaw student section here at the sectional at Northside Gym. Heckman back in there. Picked up two fouls 2.5 minutes into the game. They clear out the top. He takes it in the lane. Spins, kicks it in the corner. Jackson Gould for a three-pointer. It's no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Ellenson for Northridge. Outlets to Radiker. Radiker up the far side of the center circle. Tried to cross over. Got the ball tipped away. Picked it back up outside the elbow. Cross-court pass for Springer. Down to the baseline for a new guy in there. That's Wyatt Zepp. Ellenson, right side Springer. Holding against Bricker. Back to the top for Mason Bales, who had 5 first quarter points. 45 seconds into quarter two. Northridge with the ball. They've had it twice here this quarter. Bad pass. Radiker thrown away. Stolen by Yeager. He's going to bring it down and put it up. No good. Got his own rebound. Blocked off the backboard. Yeager got the rebound again. Trying to back it down inside. Kicks it out to Bricker. Bricker with the head fake. Hands back to Heckman. Heckman will back it back out. What a crazy sequence that was. Warsaw down by 4 with the ball. Just over a minute gone here in quarter two. Carson Gould, left wing, right in front of the Northridge bench. Off a screen to the right elbow. He'll lean in and shoot and score. Carson Gould looking for his own shot tonight here in the sectional. It's 15-13, Warsaw within two.
Both times very under control, just kind of on balance and going up with the Coach Moore said it in the pregame, we're going to need him to knock down shots to make a run here. And Carson's obviously hearing that loud and clear because he's doing an excellent job.
Zamuda in for Zepp. Nolan Bales with 2 fouls comes back in the game for his brother. And Nolan will throw it in right from the middle of the Warsaw bench. Foul line extended far end of the court on the far sideline. Zamuda out to the left for Radiker, who's got 32 three-pointers of his own this season. Radiker holding on the left sidelines after a pass from Springer. Backs it out toward the sideline. Guarded by Jackson Gould loosely. Radiker to the right. Ryan Gould got a hand on it and knocked it out of bounds off the knee of David Wayne. 6:09 left to play in a very rapidly paced second quarter. 15-13, Raiders with the ball and the lead. And they bounce it inside, ball knocked away, rolling toward the near sideline. Zamuda is able to get to it. Lobs it to the middle of the court to Nolan Bales. Bales settles things down, dribbles right against Carson Gould, picked up his dribble, dumps it down to the baseline. Springer will back it out to the wing. Nolan Bales wants it, can't get it from him. Now they swing it around to the left side for Zamuda. Zamuda at the top of the circle, Ellenson hands back to Zamuda, spins in on Heckman, throws it back out. Nolan Bales, left side to Radiker. Backdoor cut underneath Springer. Springer from the block, wheels in the lane. Now throws it back out to Radiker for a 25-footer way off the mark. Carson Gould has the rebound for Warsaw. Carson races up the near side. Stops outside the arc. Flips it back to Bricker. Bricker with a head fake and a drive. And they'll throw it back out to Heckman. Heckman with 5:22 left in the court. Drives it down the right side. Put it off the glass. No good. It hit the rim on the way up. Zamuda's got the rebound for Northridge. Zamuda, stop and go move to the right elbow. Across to Springer. 5:10 left to play, and a 30-second timeout called by Scott Radiker and Northridge. 5:09 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw trails Northridge 15-13. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Jared Shaw back with you. Steve Scott back at the station. Raider ball, they lead 15-13 as we approach and pass. 5 minutes left to play here in the first half. Pass, the bad pass. Bad pass from Radiker, stolen by Carson Gould. It's a 3-on-1. Cross-court pass, Martin. He missed the layup. Rebound tip back to Carson Gould. Kicks it out to Jackson. Jackson's double-teamed momentarily. Now he'll go behind his back against Nolan Bales. Spins, leans in, shoots it, scores. He knew that Nolan had 2 fouls. He took advantage of it to tie the game. It's 15-15.
Once again, Warsaw's defense creating the offense where Warsaw gets a steal just really early on in that Northridge possession.
Radiker drifts off to the left against Martin. Picks up his dribble. Underneath for Mason Bales. Lost it, picked it back up, and Carson Gould touched the ball while he was out of bounds, so it belongs to the Raiders on the baseline. 4:30 left to play in the half. We are tied at 15. Brady Scholl into the game for Northridge. Zamuda will come out. So this is their version of a big lineup with the 6'8 Ellenson and the 6'4 Scholl. Radiker to throw it in. Looks inside, and Jackson Gould got a hand on it and tipped that away from Nolan Bales. Jackson trying to convince Doug Marks that that was off of the Raiders, and Doug has heard all those arguments before. He's not having any of it. Radiker on the inbounds. Into the corner, Scholl hands back to Radiker. He'll turn the corner and get to the foul line, then dump it back to Nolan Bales. Nolan Bales to the center circle to Radiker. Warsaw's done a pretty good job on their defensive half. Right side for Mason Bales. Jaeger doing a good job of keeping Ellenson out of the paint. Mason Bales pulls up for a 12-footer and hits it over Davis. His third field goal, he's got 7 points. Warsaw trails 17-15 at the midpoint of quarter two.
And even with that shot being made, they still had to work for that.
And Jackson Gould threw it over Carson's head and all the way out the end line and out of bounds. Into the well-populated Northridge student section. I'm going to say there's at least 100 students there. 17-15, Raiders, they've got the ball back. 3:50 left to play in the half. A low-scoring game. I don't think anyone's surprised by that. Radiker lost the handle of the ball. Martin tipped it. Who touched it last? Martin did. It's out of bounds to the Raiders.
Warsaw's ball pressure has been absolutely outstanding so far in this game, but it's also been their off-the-ball pressure where they're able to deflect the balls away. They probably have at least 6 or 7 deflections, and they're really making Cam Radiker work side to side, and he's not really been able to attack straight forward, which is kind of where their offense really gets going.
Radiker is out. Springer back in for the Raiders. They've got the ball leading by 2. Working to the north end of Northside Gym. Nolan Bales with 2 fouls, right side to Springer. Looking down inside, they had Scholl posted up against Trey Davis, but they didn't throw him the ball. Mason Bales now throws it down in there. Scholl backs into Davis, turns and shoots and scores. Trey's a really good defender, but that's a lot to ask. And just like that, Northridge has taken the 4-point lead back, 19-15, with 3:10 left to play in the half.
Well, and Trey's best feature in the post is his ability to get around, too.
Martin, a 3-pointer left wing, rimming, no good. Rebound grabbed by Ellenson for Northridge. He'll take it up himself. Now stops and spins around. Springer down to the baseline, under the basket, all the way out the other side. Ellenson for the elbow, shoots it, missed it. Rebound to Scholl, right back up, and he's fouled. Andrew Potter runs the scores table to check in. Called the foul on Martin, that's his first. Scholl clearly got fouled. It wasn't a question of that. It was just a matter of who did it, and it was Martin's first. Scholl shoots, and the first one is way wide right, no good.
Well, and what's kind of so unjust is we talked about Trey being a good defender, and with him in the post, his ability to kind of skirt around and get to the three-quarter front is his best feature. Well, Scholl's grabbing his arm, and so he's not able to get all the way around, which is also lets the pass come into Scholl pretty much unguarded and finish, and right there, he was grabbing him as well on the rebound. Hey, it's a sectional. That's what's going to happen. There's going to be grabbing. There's going to be, you know, pushing and shoving. You just have to be low and strong and try to figure out a way to get the basketball.
Scholl shoots this one up and good. How about this? Brady Scholl's got 6 points for Northridge in the first half. He's 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. And Northridge leads 20-15. They've scored the last 5. During that last stoppage, Andrew Potter's into the game for the Tigers, but Luke Jaeger came out. So, and they've taken Scholl out of the game, so that evens up the size mismatch a little bit. Jackson Gould from near side out top. Bricker off a screen, can't get open. Now Jackson Gould up the left side of the lane, turns and shoots from 15, banked it, no good. Rebound, Martin had it, lost it, and then got it again and flipped it back to Carson Gould. His cross-court pass hit 2 sets of hands. That's taken away by Springer for Northridge. They lead by 5 with 2:18 left to play here in the first half. Zamuda down inside, foul called against the Tigers. Potter with the foul, his first against Ellenson. It'll be out of bounds in the 15th foul of the half against Warsaw. The Raiders have been called for 4. And on the inbound, they lob it out to the right wing to Ellenson. He hands back to Zamuda, who runs it in on Martin and shoots it left-handed and missed it. And the rebound's to Jackson Gould for the Tigers. Jackson then lost the handle on it, got it back. In transition, pulls up the arc, but keeps dribbling. Critical possession here for Warsaw. They need to score. Martin, left wing to Bricker. Bricker out to Potter between the circles. And he throws way too high and over the head of Martin, and it's picked off by Radiker, who just checked back in. And nobody picks him up. Behind the back pass to Ellenson for a dunk. Ellenson with four, and the Raiders have scored the last seven. And with 95 seconds left to play in the half, Northridge leads 22-15. Warsaw will spread the floor. Carson Gould. Cross-court pass to the scores table side to Jackson Gould. Jackson drives in the lane. Cross-court pass tip. Potter comes up with it. Turns and shoots it short. And the rebound's grabbed by Ellenson for Northridge. He'll take it up himself again. Nobody picks him up till he got to the volleyball line. He puts it up. And no. And a foul called against Potter again. And more free throws coming up for the Raiders. And right now, everything's going their way.
Yeah, and right there, I'm not sure what Potter can do. He had his hands straight up, and Ellison even lost the basketball as he was moving to his left, and I thought Potter stayed pretty legal. But if you're Warsaw down here on this end, you've got to figure out a way to complete a couple passes to get a couple layups, because right now Northridge is getting their hands on everything that Warsaw is trying to accomplish.
Ellison missed the free throw. He is not a good free throw shooter. 55% for the season. When these two teams met the first time, he was 2 out of 4. Potter is out, Jaeger back in. Out there with Bricker, the Goulds, and Martin. Ellenson takes a long time, now shoots. He missed them both. Rebound to Martin for the Tigers. Warsaw down by 7 with 1:05 left to play first half. Skip pass across to Jackson Gould. And Scott Radiker yelling at his guys to stay back. Basically what we have here is a box and one being played by Northridge. And the Northridge fans down below us to our left are standing. 45 seconds left. The Raiders have 2 fouls to give. Scott Radiker yelling at his son Cam to get back inside the three-point arc. Cam just wants to run out there and trap Jackson Gould more than life itself. 30 seconds. Gould holding the ball. Warsaw's the possession arrow. A basket here and a basket to start the third would be big. Carson Gould in the center circle now, 15 seconds. Jackson pops out on the left, 11 seconds. And he traveled. 30 feet from the basket, Jackson Gould traveled, out of bounds to Northridge. 10 seconds left to play in the half. Nolan Bales back in for offense. With his team up by 7, and a 3 could put them up by double digits. Again, Warsaw has the possession arrow. Nolan bounces in for Radiker. He'll let it bounce. Now pick it up. Cross the line to Nolan Bales. Shakes free. In the corner. 3 is blocked by Springer. Springer's 3 blocked by Jackson Gould and out of bounds. And with 4.7 left, Northridge will play it in below the foul line at the far end on the near sideline. Bales, maybe 5 feet off the baseline, gets the ball. Looking at Ellenson, can't get him the ball, lobs cross court, tipped by Carson Gould into the Warsaw bench, and that took off another half second, so there's 4.2 left. Bales will throw it in, foul line extended on the far side of the court on the far sideline. Nolan looking, bounces in Ellenson at the right elbow, turns, wheels, shoots it short, Jackson Gould the rebound, shoots up from 70 and shoots it over the backboard. Northridge 22, Warsaw 15 at halftime. And this season, when the Tigers trail at halftime, they are 4-6. First half scoring comes your way after this 2-minute timeout on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at Northside Gym in Elkhart. Northridge leads the second first-round game of the night, 22-15 over Warsaw, scoring the last 7 points of the first half. First half scoring for the Raiders, Nolan Bales, a 3-pointer. Mason Bales is their leader with 7. Noah Zamuda with 2. Alex Ellenson had 4 points in the first half. And Brady Scholl off the bench gave them 6. He averages 2 points per game. going into this game, he only had 9 field goals and 4 free throws made all season long. For Warsaw, Jackson Gould is the leader with 7 first half points, only 2 of those in the second quarter. Carson Gould's got 4. Drew Heckerman's got 1. Luke Yeager, with a 3-point play, has 3. Northridge led after 1, 15-11. The Tigers tied the game at 15, and then, as we told you, the Raiders went on a 7-0 run to end the half, and that was a long stretch. It was not in short order. It took a while for them to rack up those 7 points, and the Tigers went a long, long time in the second quarter without scoring. We were tied at 4-15, and we had 1 lead change. Warsaw trails at halftime 22-15. In game 1, Al Rhodes' team, the Penn Kings, the number 2 team in 4A, beat Elkhart 83-37. Penn is 24-1, Elkhart 6-17 to end their season. Again, 22-15, Northridge with a lead at halftime. Jared's got the first half stats next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at Northside Gym, Elkhart hosting the sectional again this year. Northridge leading Warsaw 22-15. Time for the halftime stats. They're brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Jared Shaw, go.
First of all, for Northridge, they finished the first half 8 of 17 from the field for 47%. That included 2 of 6 behind the 3-point line, 4 of 8 at the free throw line. Northridge grabbed 12 total rebounds and had 5 turnovers. For Warsaw, they finished 6 of 23 from the first half for 26%. That included 0 of 8 behind the 3-point line. They were also 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Warsaw grabbed 15 total rebounds and had 4 turnovers. Points off turnovers, Northridge had 4, Warsaw had 5. Second chance points, Northridge had 2, Warsaw had 4. Points per possession, Northridge played to a .95 while Warsaw played to a .71. And points off the bench, Northridge had 6, Warsaw had 0.
0 for 8, that's your number. If it's 2 for 8, which is still way below what they normally shoot, it's a 1-point game. They're 0 for 8, they got some good looks. Jackson Gould basically shot 2 air balls at the beginning of the game, and Martin took a couple and missed. Luke Bricker hasn't shot one yet. They got to get him a shot, and yeah, he's got to make it.
Well, and the reason he hasn't shot one yet is because Warsaw's screening has not been very good whatsoever, but also their cutting off screening is far too spaced out. They've got to get their shoulder into the screen, but Warsaw has 7 total offensive rebounds but only 4 second chance points. So hopefully they can continue the offensive rebounding, but they've got to figure out a way to finish it and get some offensive whiffs in order in the second half to win this game.
Those are the halftime stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. We start the third after this 2-minute timeout on News Now Warsaw.